Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone on our program. Linda Mackerel is with us, and we're going to talk Jesse James Chuck Wagon Days, the 60th annual event coming up this weekend in Adair. Linda, good morning.
Hi.
Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, Jesse James Chuck Wagon Days, it comes around every year. 60 years already? Yikes.
Yes, it is.
That's a lot of planning over a lot of years. It takes a lot of volunteers to do this, doesn't it?
It definitely does.
What kind of things do the volunteers do? Is it something year-round?
We start talking about this probably 6 months out, and, you know, just each month we analyze and make plans and make contacts, and then before you know it, the big day arrives.
Do you get a lot of comments from folks about things that they might like to see down the road?
Yeah. Several, I mean, depending. Some have preferences on what kind of music, you know, at our dance or, you know, different things like that, or special events they'd like to see. And, yeah, we listen and try to, you know, make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, if you make too many suggestions, you end up on the committee, right?
Yes, that is correct.
That's the way it always works. Well, I know the Adair Chamber of Commerce, and there are other groups that are involved in this, too. Who are you affiliated with?
I am with the Chamber.
Okay, excellent. Well, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the events, because Friday, Saturday, you've got really a lot of things going on. Friday, a little in the morning, a lot at night, and then Saturday, it's just an all-day thing.
Yes, it is.
Well, let's talk Friday first. You're going to start off in the morning with what?
I'm at 8 a.m. We start off with sidewalk sales and the junior class bake sale.
Okay, those are the morning events then, and then you're going to take a little break throughout the day, it looks like? Of course, the sidewalk sales will go on for a while.
Yes, they usually last until, you know, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. Do you get good participation from a lot of the businesses?
Yeah, we do. We do. Yep.
Well, it benefits them to be participants in something like that. And then you get into the nighttime. Now, Friday night, you've got quite a few things lined up, don't you?
Yes, we do. At 5 o'clock, the Presbyterian Church starts serving their ice cream and pie. And also the Good Shepherd Church is going to provide free popcorn and snow cones on Main Street, and the fire department will have their beer garden opening at 6 p.m. along with their water fights that start at 6 p.m. We have a kiddie parade starting at 6 p.m. and then at approximately 6:15 on Main Street in Adair there will be our annual baby crawl contest, our little Miss Jesse James and Little Mr. Gunslinger selection, and then we have some young local talent that will perform, and we're also going to play some little games, contests, and then we're going to have a chuck-a-duck throw, and then starting at 7:30, we're going to have a bag toss tournament on Main Street, to benefit our the purchase of our new playground equipment.
Oh, very good. Well, I know the Little Miss Jesse James and Little Mr. Gunslinger thing have been going on for a long time. You still get a lot of participants for that, don't you?
Yes, we do. We do quite well.
Good. Well, it's nice to see the young people taking an interest in so many of the things that go on, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Well, a lot of good stuff in the bag toss tournament. Now, that's open to anybody who wants to come in, right?
Yes, they don't care. We don't care how young you are or how old you are or how terrible you are. You can come and toss bags.
Is there a cost to get involved?
Yes, it's $20 per team. And then we're going to do the payouts are for first place, we're going to do $50 in chamber bucks. Second place is $30 in chamber bucks. And third place is $20 in chamber bucks.
Well, very good. Well, it's becoming bag toss games. The bago is becoming pretty popular, so you might get teams from all over.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking forward to that.
That's the hope. Excellent. Well, it sounds like you got a lot of good stuff and some good food, and I guess plenty of good food throughout the day on Saturday, too, right?
Correct.
Can't do anything
That's
like this.
That's the best
this.
Part.
Yeah, and I know. And it starts right out of the gate, too. You got the pancake breakfast Saturday morning.
Yep, with the Lions Club, starting at 6:30 and it ends at 9.
Very good.
And then we, starting at 7 a.m., we have a fun run. And it's sponsored by Hero Unlimited this year, and we start at City Park.
Good. And then there'll be more sidewalk sales Saturday then, too, huh?
Correct.
Okay. So lots of opportunity for folks to fill up those bags. Now, the parade is something that everyone always looks forward to. I know you've got the kids' parade on Friday night, but on Saturday you've got, I guess we just call it the big parade, and you've got a theme for this year's?
Yep, it's called 60 Years Strong.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
Very good. Now, what are the details on the parade? What time, where do people need to line up?
We would like you to line up to Crawford and Crawford Building before 10 a.m. And then there will be a chamber member up there to tell you where to line up and to tell you when to go ahead on the parade route.
Okay. No cost to be involved in the parade. Do they need to pre-register, call ahead, or anything?
Nope. Show up and ride in the parade.
Excellent. Easy does it. Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the rest of the day now. I see you've got a lot on the agenda after the parade.
Mm-hmm. Yes, at 11 a.m. we have Methodist Church will be serving lunch, and the National Honor Society will have a food stand at the City Park. Starting at 11:30, something new this year is Kittigan Inflatables will be in the park. We have four different inflatables, so we don't care, again, how young you are, how old you are. You can come and jump and play and have a lot of fun. There is no charge for this. We will have a pre-will donation box on the premises if anybody would like to donate to our playground equipment fund.
Very good. Is that kind of the main beneficiary of any of the money that's raised from this year, the playground project?
Yep. We've thought of it for a long years, and finally, like, okay, but we're done. We've got it signed. We've already the one bit of the park we've got completed, and we're trying to purchase a big piece of playground equipment for the other side of the park. So.
Well, very good. Well, it's always good to provide for the young people so they can have a good, safe place to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. Well, I know after that you've got lots more going on. There's Lions Club's got a snack shack. You've got a sand volleyball tournament that's going to happen in the City Park. Is there any pre-registration for that?
Nope, just show up at noon. Okay,
just be there and be ready to go. So many other things going on through the day. The car show and shine, does that usually draw a pretty good crowd?
It does very well.
And then you've got bingo in the City Park, and then also later on in the evening, the street dance. Exit 113 mm-hmm. is the band. Talk about them. What will they provide?
They are playing pretty cool music. Band, they do 60s, 70s. I think his drummer is Martin Fisher from Adair, so he's the local guy. We have local guys. I know the lead singer is a woman. I don't know her name, but she has a lot of interaction, and so it's just a fun time.
They do quite a variety of music, right?
Yes, do. Yes.
Okay. So no matter what you like, you'll probably find something to enjoy.
Exactly.
Excellent. And that dance will start the music at 8:30. Gates mm-hmm. will open at 7:30. Is there a charge to come into the dance?
Yes, it's $1 per person.
Okay. So very reasonable, though. Very good. Well, it sounds like you've got an awful lot going on for folks. It's important to have plenty of things for the kids. You got to have food involved. You got to have a lot of good times. This is meant to be a family-type festival, isn't it?
Yes, it is, definitely.
Well, I think you've met the mark there, then. That sounds really good. The 60th Annual Jesse James Chuck Wagon Days coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday in Adair. Just look for the big yellow water tower, and you've found Adair. It's real easy. Linda, thank you so much for your time here and all the hard work. And tell all the volunteers, folks really do appreciate all the hard work they put in to make this such a special weekend.
Thank you very much.